It's Helping Hand, HPR Station's Friday, as part of All Things Considered, and then online in our archive of Helping Hand segments at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, we are proud to have a returning guest organization that has been a big part of the local community for decades, since 1963, in fact, and that's Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Hawaii. And they have done amazing work in helping out vulnerable children who really need support, mentoring, someone in their life to provide a positive influence, and hundreds of kids, really, that face this sort of adversity in our community across the islands, and they create these one-on-one mentoring relationships. There's lots of ways to help them out, too. You'd be surprised the variety, and that's what we will focus on today as we welcome back the president and CEO of the organization. Plus, he has the special distinction of being the first little brother ever that they paired up back then in the 60s, and it's Dennis Brown joining us. Dennis, welcome back. Great to have you.
Thank you. Great to be here, Dave.
And he doesn't look as old as his credibility sounds. You've been doing this a long time, and we have some new things we're going to hear about in a moment, but explain for people who may be available to join and play an invaluable role, and especially highlight the ones that you need the most, how this could work into someone's life.
Well, it's very interesting that the kids who we serve, as you say, they're vulnerable, but it's not always readily apparent. Every child has potential. That's what we believe firmly, and we want to help them reach that greatest potential. My example is a good one. I thought when I was young that I didn't have much of a future. I was so distraught over the separation of my parents and never seeing my dad again. But here I am today, many years later, serving as a CEO of a major nonprofit in town. So what we try to do is help these kids, and a lot of them have faced some trauma in their mm-hmm. lives. Some of them, they've lost a parent through suicide or incarceration or what have you. But these are kids who haven't reached that point yet where they're in the juvenile justice system. We're not really intervening to try to reverse something bad that's already happened. They're the kids that we don't want that
exactly
to happen.
It's a preventative thing.
Yes, exactly. So for people who are interested in that, having hope for the future, this is a good fit.
And the people who would be candidates would be, you have the most need typically is for female mentors or for female participants and for additional male mentors.
Exactly. Right. We have a lot more boys who get referred to us because it's usually a single mom raising a boy. And they're looking for a male role model, so to speak, or someone that their son can relate to as a male. And we get fewer girls because moms, again, they're usually raising the single parent families, and it's not always readily apparent to them that their daughter needs or could use another woman in their life. And so we have a lot of women who want to be big sisters because I think they're naturally nurturing. And so we do have that kind of disparity. We've got many more women, not enough girls, and we've got a lot of boys on the wait list and not enough men.
How about geographically, Dennis? Is there a way that you want to put out a call in terms of places around the state that you are facing more adversity in developing these programs?
Yeah, that's a great question. We are statewide. Our neighbor islands, we could use a lot more help on the Big Island in particular, in the Hilo area. And we've just recently expanded to the west side, to Kona as well. On Maui, we're always needing more male mentors. And on Oahu, it's more the rural areas, although we have a heavy concentration, believe it or not, in Kalihi of potential clients. So those areas, the windward side of Oahu also, we have a good need for male volunteers.
What about the Garden Isle?
On the Garden Isle, the need is there, but surprisingly, we're able to match quite a few of the kids in need. We don't have as much of a wait list there.
Are you guys on Lanai and Molokai?
We're not on Lanai and Molokai yet.
So if anyone on those islands was interested in somehow working with you guys, would you like to hear from them?
Yes, we would. And it is possible for us to support relationships between one-on-one relationships remotely as well from Maui.
So. Right, and you also, how is that thing going that, what, it's not new anymore, the way that you guys are having people interact online as you've taken this into the future?
That's a great point. Yeah, it's going really well. It's a successful pilot. We're hoping to continue to expand that too.
It's like multiple years, how many years
now? It's now, we're going on 6 years.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Holomua.
And this is something where you allow people to have like a text chat sort of relationship. Because it helps to supplement times they can't get together.
Exactly. And even with our in-person relationships, we encourage them to stay in touch weekly.
Yeah, it adds to that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's I guess what I was trying to.
Technology, it's a great way to do that.
Yeah, that's in my mind, augmenting like what exists, not replacing it, but sort of like adding to it. And then you had some new stuff. I see you have a colorful brochure of some kind that you're looking at.
Well, we're nationally as an organization, Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, decided it's about time to rebrand our logo and kind of our messaging. And so we have a new brand that's been released. We've kind of had a soft reveal, soft opening, starting in October, November, so we're gradually transitioning because it costs money, you know, to change everything. And then in the spring, there'll be a major national reveal on this, but we're already starting to use it, and we've changed our logo. It's much more modern, a little more appealing to the younger generation in particular, and a lot of studies went into this. And then our messaging as well is we're now seeing ourselves as defenders of potential in children, and our role is to, through our volunteers, help ignite and empower the potential that all children have, rather than just seeing this as a relationship where you kind of hang out and have a good time and hope that something good happens. We're really focused on every child having potential and really helping that child through raising their self-esteem and giving them examples of what they could possibly do in the future, to kind of start thinking that way, even from when they're 6 years old. Think ahead. Don't be discouraged by what's gone on with your family, or don't give up. Put it that way. You can't help feeling discouraged, but don't give up, and really look to the future and find your own personal potential.
That's a great message to have volunteers get into the heads of kids at that age. And again, the amount of time that the volunteers would be spending, it's once a week? Is that what it is? Once a month?
Actually, it's we encourage twice a month, every other weekend, for about 2 to 4 hours at a time, a half day on a Saturday or a Sunday.
So that's the commitment that we're talking about. And then there are other ways, though, that people, because some people might just enjoy what you're doing and be proud to support you as an organization and not be able to be a mentor to someone, but still enjoy and support the organization. And for that group of folks who are listening, who no doubt have just as good of hearts and interest in trying to help you, talk about those ways that people can both, I know you resell some items, that's something that people can do, but share with them those ways.
So true. So on the financial side, yes, we have a foundation, and we do solicit used clothing, used small household items, things that people are ready to either throw away or donate, and so they can donate them. You can contact us at our website, bbbshawaii.org, or give us a call, 521-6111, if you'd like to schedule a pickup. Or you can drop off. We've got locations around the island, and those are also listed on our website, where they're little pods, and they're labeled with our name and logo, and you can drop off your items there. An attendant will give you a receipt.
That's a conservation measure too, believe it or not, because a lot, we and especially in this state where we live on an island and have even more limited resources, so it's such a great way to turn something into have a second, third, whatever life for an object instead of having it go away, and to be able to help you guys. Don't you have like a monthly, they can do like HPR has contributing?
We do, and we call it matchmakers because each of our pairs is called a match, where we match a big brother and a little brother. And so that's a monthly giving program, and people, again, can go to our website and find that. There are ways to do that where it's automatic. It can come right out of your credit card account or debit card account, however you'd like to do that. So, yeah, we're very appreciative. And that's really important for any nonprofit, I think, because it helps our cash flow so much. Relying on annual gifts is okay, but with that monthly gift, it helps even out our cash flow. So it's a big, big help.
I'm sure to people who listen to the radio station on a regular basis, they know that rap from the,
yes.
from the Pledge Drive. And certainly you know it yourself
yes,
because
they do.
You are a supporter of HPR. Here's how to get in touch with this invaluable resource in the community, whether you want to volunteer and be one of their mentors or learn more about being a mentor, or whether you want to support them in one of these other ways that we've been talking about, bbbshawaii.org.
Correct.
And then bbbs@bbbshawaii.org for an email.
Correct.
And you can reach them by phone, 808-521-3811. Of course, all of their information is online at hawaiipublicradio.org, where you can find their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and you can find all of our other previous Helping Hand guests waiting for you. It is always a pleasure to talk to Dennis Brown, who is the first little brother that the organization ever matched up with a big brother in these mentoring relationships that we were just talking about back in 1963.
That's right.
Which is an unbelievable thing. Sometimes we have music guests and we're talking about things and it's from the late 60s, early 70s, and that seems old. This really puts it in perspective, and it's doing good at the same time. So on behalf of all the folks, these people with a lot of potential that you're helping to nurture it, and other people who you're giving that satisfaction of passing on the gift of trying to help out other people. Thanks for doing this unique way of helping out folks.
Thank you. It's my privilege to be able to give back to the organization that helped me. And you're so right. All of our volunteers say the same thing, that they feel like they get almost as much out of it as they're giving when they help a child by mentoring them.